KMAN. Now in studio with the Manhattan Juneteenth Committee, we have Deb Nuss and Dave Baker. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady.
Good morning.
You know, like we were just saying just before we came back on air, it's already that time of year again.
Well, time rolls, comes fast.
Doesn't it? Wow, it does. Juneteenth coming up, the 29th annual Juneteenth celebration will be held on Saturday. It'll be June 16th at City Park here in Manhattan. And the theme of this year's one-day event is Recognize the History or Repeat the Past, which I think that's a really great theme, really interesting theme. Whoever wants to talk about the formation of that theme for this year's celebration.
Basically, if you stop and think about history, no matter what history it is, if you don't recognize it and be aware of it, it does happen again. And we've seen that happen in many instances in our country. And so that's basically how we came up with that, with the idea. And then, and obviously, you know, with the things that are going on in our country today, you know, this kind of fits right in there.
It does. And Deb, if you want to talk a little bit about Juneteenth and what exactly Juneteenth is and what it means.
Well, Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. And it dates back to 1865, when on June 19th, the Union soldiers landed at Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war had ended and that those that were enslaved were now free. So it's important to note, though, that this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which was official in 1863. So it took that long for that news to travel from basically the East Coast to Texas, so that then that proclamation was made. So the actual word June and Juneteenth is kind of a combination of, that June declaration and the 19th of the month, basically, so Juneteenth.
And that part always, every time we get to the Juneteenth time of year, and I am reminded of that history of it, that it still just always kind of blows my mind that it's 2 years after the fact, and really, especially in 2018, where every communication is instant, whether it's here in Manhattan, Kansas, or Cairo, Egypt, no matter where across the world, it's a snap of a finger of communication. Back then, it wasn't necessarily the case, although they did have the telegram back then, which is not really that different from some of our instant messaging today. But it really just shows you the oppression that was still there as far as keeping that information from folks in the South. And again, just it's hard to put into words what Juneteenth means.
Well, I think it also goes back to what we said at the very beginning, recognizing the history. And as you can see that times were so different back then, and information didn't travel fast. And it's a big difference as to what we do today.
The other thing that I want to point out is that, as you mentioned in your introduction, Brady, this is the 29th celebration of Juneteenth in Manhattan. And this year we are commemorating it in honor of Diana Caldwell, who in 1989 was convinced by two K-State graduate students, Frank Smith and Audrey Todd, to hold the first Juneteenth celebration in Manhattan. And it was held in her backyard.
Guests are somewhere.
Yeah, it was held in her backyard. About 100 attendees were at that event. And Diana herself knew nothing about Juneteenth at that point. She was taught about the significance of the event by these two graduate students. And she was actually the coordinator of student affairs at the Multicultural Student Organization at K-State at the time, and she didn't know about the event. So she, with these two students, organized the first event. They sent out postcards to members of the K-State Black Alliance Group, faculty and staff in the community, and it took place in her backyard with about 100 people in attendance. And prisoners from Camp Funston at Fort Riley provided the music, and Diana and her mother provided the food for that first event. So we are going to honor her at this year's event for getting this all started in Manhattan, Kansas.
And what a great story. What just an example of, if you want to get something going, It can start in a very small place and grow to the celebration we have today. Everybody thinks that to get something going that you're just going to come out of the gate with this big celebration, but it just starts with a small step, and here we are.
Well, and actually then from Diana's backyard, it moved to the Douglas Center.
Well, I think maybe the Long Park first. I think it went to Long Park and then to the Douglas Center. So it's,
okay.
it's had three. Actually, this will be the fourth home for it.
Okay.
And it was at Douglas Park for many, many years. And Don Slater, who had been kind of in charge of it at that time, who passed away in 2015, he moved it to the City Park in 2011. So it's been at City Park now for the last, this will be the seventh year. And it has grown tremendously. And so actually it outgrew Douglas Park. I mean, the things that we're doing today with Juneteenth, you couldn't do at Douglas Park. And so the program has just continued to grow.
Brady Bowman here with Deb Nuss and Dave Baker of the Manhattan Juneteenth Committee. Again, want to remind folks that the 29th annual celebration is going to be Saturday, June 16th at City Park. The theme of this year's event is Recognize the History or Repeat the Past, and there's so much entertainment that this has too, and again, so much history, and there's always a parade that usually goes through City Park. Is that still the plan?
Well, actually, it's a community unity walk is what we're referring to. Actually, in past years, there actually used to be a parade that would go down Points Avenue, then it moved to Yuma Street, but people's interest in walking in a parade seemed to wane over the years. So in recent years, we've done a community unity walk, which goes through the park. The first 100 people that show up to participate get a free Juneteenth T-shirt. We have been very, very fortunate this year. Sponsorship for this year's event has far exceeded past years, and we are so grateful to all the sponsors that are supporting this year's event. But we started off with the mayor. Mayor Morse will come and read the proclamation that was read at the city commission meeting on last week, I think it was. And then that will kick off the walk through City Park. And then after that, the day's events proceed.
And one thing that's really happened that's made this Juneteenth big in Manhattan, moving it to the park, is we have the space and we have the facility now to just accommodate so many more people and so many more activities. And the activities that we have lined up this year are phenomenal for a day. And probably one of the biggest things that we've added this year is the Home Depot kids workshop. And, of course, Home Depot does that at their facility on a regular basis, and they're going to do that this year at the Juneteenth, and we can accommodate probably 150 kids. So the first 150 who come and sign up, we're going to be able to do that program. Willie the Wildcat will be there. He's been there the last 3 years. We have a car wash contest in the afternoon, bike rodeo. We've added a skateboard competition this year. So, and probably the biggest thing is right after the Unity Walk, we have the grilling contest. And people will be able to buy a taster kit for $5 and go around and taste the different grillers. And of course, we'll have a winner of that grilling contest. And so there's just going to be and vendors. This is probably the biggest number of vendors we've had in some time. I think we're right at 30 plus right now. And so there's going to be a lot of activities going on Saturday. And we're just looking forward to having a good time and having the community come out and help us celebrate.
Going big on, and usually you go big on the 30th, but you're going ahead and going like, well, 29th year, we'll just go big right then.
Well, can you imagine how much bigger it'll be
right?
Next year then? Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So it'll be really big next year.
And
yeah.
Dave, I'm glad you mentioned the grilling. I did a little grilling myself last night. I'm probably too late to enter.
Not too late. We're still looking for grillers. We'd love to have you.
Ooh, that is tempting. I really got to think about that.
Well,
I did okay.
And it's really simple. We're going to supply you the meat this year. So if you pay the $25, we'll supply you the meat. And if you think you can grill, come on.
What kind of meat are we talking?
We're talking about chicken, ribs, or pork loin.
Ooh. Okay. I got to do, you know what? We got to go to break. I got to do some thinking about this over break.
Okay.
Let's go to break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Deb Nuss, Dave Baker, talking Juneteenth here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing Heat.